just saying. I'm just saying. Would it hurt to have some sunshine? Would it kill us to have a little bit of sunshine is what I'm saying.
Because you're going to be dead if the sun doesn't come out
just
eventually?
Just a little bit of sun.
I mean, do you actually start getting depressed, you know, in like in Norway and certain parts of the world?
I don't know that it's depressed, but yeah. I love sunshine.
I'm
love it.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
This is one of the few things. There's a lot of stuff we're on the same page with. This is not... This is my weather.
I know. This is perfect for you.
It's never going
to end. We need a mixture. Let's just have a mixture.
Screw the mixture.
It doesn't have to be all, you know, when it gets to be August and it's the 20th day in a row that's over 100 degrees. Not thrilled with that?
No.
We could use a day like this or two?
I don't know. Maybe this is the way it's going to be from now on. Maybe this is...
this is it? Permanently?
Yep. Who knows?
Would you? You would. I don't know that I would want to live here.
I consider moving up to Seattle because of this kind of weather. Yeah.
Wow.
I could do it. I would
love
it.
If they told me this is the weather you're going to have.
You'd be out?
For life.
Yeah.
I think I might.
Really?
I think so.
See, that's the problem. I don't want to live anywhere else, though. So, I mean, I take what I don't like, the sunny skies in Los Angeles, because I love Los Angeles. This is my home.
Yes.
So I take it. But if it were like this, woo! And I don't know that I can live in Seattle or anywhere else. Yeah, because it's, that's a cute little town. You guys, it's nice.
Well, we're going to be looking back on this and saying, oh, remember those days when it was
cloudy? Great? Very now soon. It's 150.
Yeah. Let's talk about today's show. Give me five.
The feels. Songs with feel in the title. There's quite a few. It's weird.
All right.
Yeah.
That's at 5 o'clock. We do five songs in a row with a theme. Today is feel.
Yep.
Delivery people getting attacked by dogs.
I don't know how people do
it. Animals.
Walk up to the gate to drop something off, and there's Fido going to kill you.
The post office has released their list of the most dangerous cities for delivery people.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out Los Angeles is way up there.
L.A.!
Way up there.
L.A.
One American dollar on the program today?
Yeah, I got a very good subject for you today. I think it's kind of a public service announcement. You might win an American dollar out of the deal, too.
People Are Dumb is coming up in a second, and we've got your tickets to join us at Disney for our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion. Very excited about that.
Very soon.
Coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb. A dumb dumb Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is the Canadian version of People Are Dumb.
Oh, wow. Are people dumb in Canada?
They are.
I didn't know
that.
They're
also extremely nice.
They're very nice and very funny.
Yes.
And very odd.
Canadians are known worldwide for sometimes being too nice. Well, this next story won't do anything to change that stereotype. Over the weekend, we reported on a man breaking into a Vancouver cake shop, only to stick around, clean up the mess, and then leave with 6 cupcakes.
The dude was there for like 30 minutes and just kind of lingered around. Did get a broom.
Because he had broken in?
Because he broke the front glass door.
Right. Which is probably the most violent crime that's happened in Canada in the last 50 years.
And swept it all up, cleaned it up.
Look at that. How nice is that?
That's crazy.
CTV's Kevin Chirac has more on the interesting antics of the bakery burglar.
Yes.
Are the chocolate champagne cupcakes.
A timely twist to their top seller.
We modeled the sunglasses after the orange sunglasses he wore in the selfies.
They made a cupcake for him his honor?
Because he left them a selfie on the business cell phone, they said. There was a business cell phone, and he left them a selfie wearing orange sunglasses.
And so now they're creating cupcakes
in
his honor.
Yes, with his
We need to move to Canada.
Right?
I love Canada.
Everybody loves everybody.
Holy cow.
She's talking about this man who broke into the shop early Friday mornings.
Did you just call me she? She's talking about that jerk.
Stayed for about 30 minutes, took a selfie with the orange glasses, swept up his mess, then left with nothing but 6 of those now famous chocolate champagne cupcakes.
Chocolate champagne cupcakes.
Yeah, all right. Good morning, everybody.
It went from this heart-sinking feeling to a good old laugh because of what we saw on that video.
Are you going to press charges against the guy?
Was that her?
That was her.
That was her?
That's her only appearance in this story.
She just pops in, asks a question, and skates?
Yep.
Ah, what's her name? Jenny Moist. Jenny Moist.
Moist.
From CNN. Think.
Yes.
We've asked the police not to.
Yay! The story went viral, and a few days later, he reached out.
He, like, profusely apologized. He was really, really nice. Has offered to pay for the door, offered to pay for the cupcakes.
Wow. But motive for the bakery bandit remains a mystery.
I didn't really ask. You know, it's at the end of the day, what does it matter whether he was, you know, who cares?
Who cares?
Oh, come on. I love Canada.
He called back and said, yeah. I'll pay for the door and the cupcakes.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Then the company, the bakery, like, sweet something, told the police, let's not press
charges. Don't worry about it. And they're like, okay, eh?
It's all good.
I can't believe it. Why can't we have just a touch of that here in the U.S.?
That would be
just
nice.
Just a touch.
That's all we need. You know what I've been thinking?
What would that be?
I need a dollar.
Ah!
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm just floored that they have made weed legal in so many places. That just blows me away.
I'm floored that there are still places that they haven't.
Well, that's true. I mean, get on board already. What are you waiting for?
Then you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, it'll be fine.
Yeah, as soon as they make it, federally not a problem, then everybody's going to be on board. So I was thinking, let's talk about those states that have not yet legalized it.
What?
Not yet legalized
it. Not yet.
That are like, I don't know, man. That weed, that's some bad stuff. We better not let you have that. So
Bobcat Goldthwait is here?
I guess so. I love him. I'm channeling him for some reason. And I just lost my list. Stoner lost his list of the places where you can't have weed, man.
So I automatically win.
Yeah, you weed.
That's good news.
That's really
so
well
what's
done.
The question? What am I supposed to be giving
just
you?
Looking for the states that still are saying, no, man, that's terrible. You can't have it. And in fact, you know, I look at this as sort of a PSA. You know, they're not only states that aren't any fun, but also you just generally wouldn't want to visit them anyway.
Just stay away?
Yeah, when you see this list of states, when you hear it, you're kind of like, nah, I don't really want to go there anyway. So, yeah, you can't take your bong into which states, dude? Which ones? There's a lot of them. There's an amazing number.
Six guesses to get four?
I think there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a top 10 list per se, but there's so many. Let's do seven guesses to get five.
All right.
Seven
to get five.
Yeah.
Utah. Very strict there.
Utah is definitely on the list.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's good. That's one. You're on your way to that dollar to buy a tiny little nug of weed. Tiny.
I don't remember seeing any. Yes, I do. I was trying to think of signage for weed in Vegas.
In Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not my guess.
Okay.
Yet.
Well,
yet.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think I've seen it. I think Nevada.
Nevada?
Yeah.
No, you can buy some marijuana in Nevada, which is so much better because, you know, I used to sneak my pipe in and everything.
Yeah, of course.
No, I can't do that.
No, you just buy it there.
Don't have to bother. Exactly.
New York.
New York State.
Correct.
New York State is one where you can definitely buy some weed. So that's
what? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happened recently, actually.
All right, I'm going to think.
I'm going to think of states you wouldn't want to go to because
Connecticut is one.
Connecticut,
yes,
you wouldn't want to go to Connecticut.
Correct.
Let's see, is that on the list of? Surprisingly, no.
What?
You can buy weed in Connecticut.
What?
Yeah.
I've already lost my dollar.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Montana.
Montana is a place where you can buy marijuana.
What is happening?
I got to blow through this list really quick.
Yes.
Alabama. You don't want to go to Alabama.
No.
Arkansas. You don't want to go to Arkansas.
Nope.
Florida, of course, it's still illegal to buy recreational marijuana.
That's insane.
Georgia, and this blows me away. The first time I went to Hawaii was like 1991 or something.
Right.
More people came up to me and said, hey, man, you need some bud or what?
In Hawaii?
And anywhere. Yeah. And
really?
It's still illegal in Hawaii.
Is that
recreationally.
Right?
Recreationally. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that is crazy.
Idaho,
uh-huh.
Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, of course. Did you say Utah?
I did.
Well, that one is on the list.
I did get that one.
Yeah. Yo, that's the one you got.
Yeah.
Because that's such an easy
guess. Gave me credit for that.
Yeah. West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming are all the
Why
narcs.
Are these states still holding out?
Yeah.
What's
boo,
the deal? Boo,
boo
indeed.
Boo, boo.
The states not agreeing with it.
Don't go
there. Ridiculous. Right? Right? That sounds scary. More than 5,300 Postal Service employees were attacked by dogs while delivering the mail last year.
Oh, my God. How many?
5,300.
Wow.
Yeah.
That blows.
U.S. Postal Service releases dog bite national rankings.
Yeah.
So they give a bunch of tips about how to keep your dog away from the post office.
Yes,
the
try and do that. You know, the guy's going to bring you a letter from grandma with a lot of cocaine in it. You know, just keep the dog on a leash. What's their suggestion?
Their suggestion is keep the dog. Yeah. They say that the dogs that bite the most, the owners say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No worries. They don't bite anyone. No, that's safe. It's safe. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice.
Does your dog bite?
Right.
No.
No, it's
fine. That's not my dog.
My neighbor came up to the fence and had a dog.
Yeah.
And I hadn't met him yet.
Right.
And I was there with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, is the dog safe? And he goes, yeah. And so my daughter gets down and reaches out her hand, and the dog goes, kind of takes a snip at her hand. And he goes, oh, he does that sometimes.
That's not okay. You stupid bastard. Wow. I just assume all dogs are going to bite. I don't care. I'll try and make friends. I just assume they're going to bite.
Have you ever had a job where you, like I had a newspaper job.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I delivered newspapers.
You were a newspaper boy?
Uh-huh, yeah. I was at Newsies.
$2. I want my $2. So you had to go to doors and like then you have to deal with a dog, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was delivering the paper in the morning is what we did. So, yeah, there were always dogs. And I remember being on a Schwinn.
Right.
Just paddling my little ass off.
Right.
Because there were dogs chasing me.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you. You throw this paper, you jerk. Take it back.
So we're going to take calls from you if you're a delivery person and you've been attacked by any animal.
Yeah.
The lamer, the better.
Yeah.
The lamer and the animal, the better. But here's the top 10 dog bite states.
Okay.
North Carolina is number 10. Missouri is number 9. Florida is number 8.
Now, hold on a second. We were just talking about states where recreational weed is not allowed, and I think these are the same... Same list.
Correct.
So these people are, if they were just chilling out at home, they'd have the dog inside and, you know, under... That's interesting.
Yeah. Top three are Nevada, Texas, and then California.
California!
Number one! Woo! A spokesman had this to say.
I'm number one. Victory is mine. So kiss my behind. Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face. Boom. Cha, ka cha ka ka ba, a boo, a ba, who's your daddy? A boo, ba doo, ba doo, ba, ba dow, ba doo.
The spokesman for California?
Yes. So delivery people that have been attacked by animals, 818-955-KLOS. U.S. Postal Service releases dog bite national rankings. California, number one.
Number one.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it again. So we're talking about delivery people, including postal employees, that get attacked by animals. You were one?
Yeah, I was an Amazon driver, and you have to open up garages sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened up a garage, and the dog comes barreling out at you. So you have to call technical support, get in your car, and try to get the dog in the garage while closing it.
Oh, my God.
What? How are you supposed to do that?
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to. It's ridiculous.
That's right. They know they're getting a delivery, right? So they just let the dog in the garage to come kill you?
Apparently. Common sense.
Did you ever get a solid bite?
No, not a solid bite. Right, enough, but nothing bad.
Wow. Did you ever bite back?
Anyways.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, I went to a dog grooming school where I got mauled by a dog. Is that on a flag?
No, that counts for sure. Count. I mean, so you're trying to wash the dog?
Yeah. The dog escaped and I tried to catch the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running all over Van Buren, you know, and Riverside trying to catch this dog. And I got it cornered. And just as fast as you could imagine, it like bit both my arms. I was trying to put a leash over its head. It was just like a typewriter eating away at my arms. I walked back into school all bloody, and they never expected me to come back, but I was back in a week.
Well, good for you. Did you finish the whole class, the course?
Yeah, and then I did it for 13 years.
Wow.
Look at you.
Impressive. That's awesome. Talk about getting back on the horse.
Yeah, you are impressive.
Yeah. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah. I'm calling about the dogs attacking.
Yes, delivery people getting attacked by animals.
Yeah, so I'm not a delivery person, but I work in pest control, so I got to come out to people's houses.
Sure.
And sometimes they're not home. And but the gates are unlocked. And I hear that there's a dog, but they're inside. Sometimes I go check the backyard, and these dogs will come bursting out of the dog door.
Ugh.
One of them actually broke through a screen.
Wow.
And thankfully, I left the gate open so I can get myself out of the way. Now, I'm 250, and it was a big Rottweiler, so somehow I beat the Rottweiler.
Wow. You know, it is amazing what you can do when you have to.
You've probably never moved quicker.
No, only when it comes to dogs coming after me, it happens.
Yep.
Wow. And today, actually, I did have a dog. I was taking care of a service. The people forgot that they left open a door. Dog came bolting out. Thought it was going to come attack me. Just took a beeline for me. But then since it's out of the yard, it just became friendly.
Hello, I love you. I just met you, and I love you.
Exactly.
That happened today. Nice.
Wow, yeah. Right on, dude. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Delivery people being attacked by animals.
Rock the cat box, as Jed used to say.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Talking about delivery people getting attacked by animals. You were?
So I was a paper boy, and I was like 12.
Same.
At the very end of my route, there was this one house that I had to go deliver a paper to.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 3 Dobermans. And these dogs were nuts. Like nuts.
Every day were they loose?
Yeah.
Every single day.
They,
wow.
They bit my 75-year-old mom.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Oh, she took me in the car one morning because it was raining. And,
I got you.
And then bit mom. Like, what the hell, man?
I kill it. Me too. I kill it too.
Wow. Dude, man. Thanks for calling, man. Paperboy is a dangerous damn job.
Yes, it is. KLOS, hello.
I work for the post office in Canoga Park.
Excellent. Tell us the story.
I was walking up to the, it's a door slot, and I did not notice that it was, the door was a little bit open.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to deliver mail, like, quick and fast, and big pit bull came out. I was my lucky day because I just wanted to play.
Oh, really?
It jumped on me. I almost about had a heart attack, and the lady, the first thing she said, she doesn't bite.
Right.
And you're like, sure she doesn't. Yeah, everybody yeah. says that generally, but this was a friendly one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is great. Thank you.
Yeah. That must have been terrifying, actually. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Delivery people getting attacked by animals.
Oh, yeah. So I used to do DoorDash, and I got snout punched in the nuts by a 2-month-old golden retriever at full speed on an alcohol delivery. Yeah. I had hands of steel, so I didn't drop the bottle, thankfully.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Yeah. You know,
I hope they poured a shot out for you, at least.
I got a $2 tip. That was it.
Two?
Wow.
$2.
Yeah. $1 for each ball.
Yeah, right? And then the other time, I was doing an alcohol delivery, and this guy's friendly lab came out, and I was in shorts, and then all of a sudden, I feel a wet, cold snout go up my shorts and my ass back. And
nice.
I was like, hey, don't be sniffing over there, dude. Like, you know, a little too close for comfort.
I just need to know who you are. I will remember you for life.
He was trying to kiss the nuts at the receiver.
Trying to you give know? You a little help, a little relief. That's nice.
They say dog spit actually does heal. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Delivery people being attacked by animals.
Hi. Are we still talking about dog bites?
Yep.
My dog bit somebody. But here's the thing. What did that guy do? You know what I mean?
No, we don't. What, is no, what did he do?
Well, exactly. None of us do. My dog's never bit anybody, and yet he ran out of the yard and bit someone, and the guy walked by. And look, he was a total douchebag. You can tell by looking at him. And my dog knew it. So, like, my mind is like, my dog has been at Little League games and rolled around with other kids and stuff.
So he's always, always super chill, except this one time this guy comes strolling by and he goes,
what? Right. Huh. So what if this guy, like, how many people are in his basement? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
My dog's not wrong. He is.
Your dog could sniff the douchebaggery.
He ate a hummingbird one time, but that was like...
He ate a hummingbird one time.
That's quite-
I don't know. It's getting to be a little yes. little suspect. Dude, thanks for calling. Of course, he also yelled, sick him, as soon as that
That's
guy
true.
Walked by.
Sick him, sick him.
KLOS, hello.
Sick him.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yeah, well, here I was trying to run for a city council position, and I came across this door, and I knew the neighbor, and out came our white dog, and as I tried to turn around, he bit me right in the backside.
Oh man. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right. So when I got home, I asked my wife, I said, hey, do you see? She goes, yeah, you're bleeding back there.
Yeah,
he was
out.
So I went back to the house, told her all I'm interested in is to just make sure the dog has rabies shots. She says, I had this check for you. I know who you are, and I want to support you for a political office, I thought it was just a $50 check. When I got home, it was a $500 check.
Wow. But did the dog have the rabies shot?
Yeah, the rabies shot. But I tell you, being a good Christian that I was, I went back and I said, hey, I'll turn the other cheek for another $500.
Ah, how dare you, sir. How dare you.
Well done.
Thanks, Ben.
Now it's...
Five songs in a row with the theme.
The theme today...
Five songs in a row.
...is...
with Kevin Sluggo.
Who will help you with your butt problem.
Is feel. Feel.
It's feels. The feels, you know, songs with feels. And I love the first suggestion. It's from our own Marcy Weiser. She actually tweeted us, right? She hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. And what did she suggest?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, you liar.
Because I don't want to play it. I don't want
to play it. Sitting here ready to go.
Who wants to play that?
It was the theme for the Saturday night party pit. We used to play this after
Morris
all the party
Albert,
music.
Of course.
The entire song every single Saturday night.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
Feelings.
Feelings.
Already hate it.
Already. Marcy, you rule! Who would have thought of this? All right. $5 or I'm going to keep playing it.
$5, done.
Hand over the $5 right now. I don't trust you. Accessing. I don't believe I've ever played that song on the radio before in my life. 40 years
yeah,
of doing
that could
this,
be.
And I've never pushed play on that one.
G
Who's that
Unit
for?
Wanted that, and Byron Nelson also wanted that.
Very good suggestion.
Both
it's
of them.
Give Me Five. It's all about songs with feel in the title.
Do you have a song for us?
Yeah, how about Van Halen, Feel Your Love Tonight?
Nice. Good one. Very cool. Who's
yeah,
this?
This is Mark from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's Give Me Five.
That's right, baby. How about Boston? More Than a Feeling.
You know, I was going to do that, but someone suggested Feeling Satisfied. You know, that Boston had a lot of feelings, I guess. Would
yeah,
would you burn down Los Angeles if we played that one? Since who asked for Boston Feeling Satisfied?
Someone else?
Nah, man, it's all good. You know
yeah?
That.
Oh, all right. You know, gonna bring out your flamethrower and...
PSA 95 asks for Boston Feeling Satisfied.
And you're good with that, sir?
Yeah, I'm good with that, my man.
There's peace in the Southland.
Love you guys.
Boston with the feels. We started off with Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. I Got You, I Feel Good, James Brown. I Feel Your Love Tonight. Van Halen, Feeling Satisfied there. Boston's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Time for one more. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's that song? Feelings, whoa, 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 feelings.
Marcy suggested that, actually. Marcy Weiser, who does middays here at KLOS, suggested we play that song. Are you agreeing with her?
And we said no to Marcy.
You guys should add it to the playlist always.
Well, all right. You know what?
All right.
We're going to do it. It's a, it. You talked us into it.
Oh, thank you.
Feelings. Trying to come on, feel the noise.
That's Morris Albert's Feelings. Okay, Lois.
Actually, quite riot.
What? Can change the song?
Feel the noise.
Why,
yeah.
I wasn't listening, actually. I was in the other room.
Danny wanted this on Twitter, so I said,
quiet,
yes.
Riot.
Yes, please.
You played all
of the other one.
Feelings, didn't you? You
yeah,
played the whole
played
song?
The whole song. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Twice.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Stuart.
Oh, wow. Damn, shots fired right out the gate.
The
dang.
Stu is in the studio with us.
And he said only mom, when she's angry, says Stuart, right?
Stuart Lee.
Yeah, I mean, it is in your email address, though. That doesn't help.
They won't
they
change
force
it.
They forced that, yeah.
Did they force that?
Yes.
Wow.
They forced
wow
it. They made it.
Today,
that's your legal name.
Today, Stu has been here at KLOS for 29 years.
No. Wow.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
1994?
Crazy. 94. June.
Holy cow, dude.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Where's the cake? Where's the dancing girls?
Where's the I know.
Prostitutes.
For 29, I think it's furniture, but for 30,
yeah,
you
there's
get,
a chair downstairs you, that you have to put together.
Oh, super. Thanks.
Yeah.
But for 30, you get the girls and the cake.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we'll,
the blow.
Can we just skip ahead to 30?
The parade.
Yeah.
Wow,
parade,
dude, that's
sure
amazing. No one lasts 30 years at a radio station.
No one wraps it 30 years in radio.
That's true. You're right.
I don't know. I did, you know.
What's the secret to your longevity?
I've tried to get fired many times.
They
just won't,
they just
do
won't
it
fire you?
They won't do it.
That's the answer?
They won't do it.
Yeah.
And you were at KNAC
no, I'm kidding,
before KLOS.
I know. I can't remember what day I started at KNAC. I think because, you know, you start answering phones first, then you're an intern, then you go with the van, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, KLOS, I came, I interviewed for the job, they got me drunk, they gave me the thing, and then...
Got you drunk and gave you the thing?
That was the only way I would agree. We're going to quintuple your salary, and you have to play, but you have to play Mr. Mister. I'm like, shoot, okay. You know, actually, I was trying to start a bidding war, because I kind of wanted to work at K-Rock.
Right.
K-Rock was...
You were at KNAC at the time.
I was at KNAC,
right?
And K Rock was playing Rage Against the Machine, mm-hmm. like we, you know, because we were, and and K Lewis was still playing Mr. Mister. And I was just like, so I called the great Kevin Weatherly, mm-hmm. and
he didn't return your call.
No, he did. No. And he said, I told him, I said, listen, I think K Lewis is going to make me an offer, you know. Because we had talked before. And,
step up.
And he said, well, I'll tell you what. He goes, don't make a decision with KLOS.
Holy cow, I can hear him saying that.
Same.
Until you totally talk, until we talk. Mm-hmm. Okay,
boy,
all right. So I get the offer, and I'm like, I don't have a lot of time to hem and haw, so I call him up, leave a message. Hey, Kevin, it's Stu. I got an offer. Let's talk. Never called me back.
Yeah.
I called him several times. I'm like,
do you want to call him right now? We could call him right this second.
Yeah, well, let's see.
When I worked there with him, it was impossible to get him to call you back.
Yeah. There is no way I would be telling the story like, I'm still here at K-Rock 29 years later. That would never, ever, I wouldn't have made it 1 year, I don't think.
Well, you are KLOS. When I think KLOS, I do think Stu, man.
He called me a pillar.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better word. But he's
pillar,
like a pillar.
Usually it's just a pill, but
yeah. But man, you are really this radio station.
Thanks,
man.
Dude.
You really are. Yeah.
You know, the checks are still clearing, and so I stay.
What's some of the craziest things that have happened while you've been here that you've witnessed at KLOS?
That old morning. Jeez. All right. If I tell a Mark and Brian story, I have to tell a Heidi and Frank story.
Yeah, sure.
So they used to do what would you do for Super Bowl tickets? Lots of radio stations used to have that kind of access. And, dude, like 1 year they had this guy, they painted his ass like a target, and his buddies literally threw darts at his butt.
Ooh,
I got to make a promo out of that. That
wow.
was. But that was.
How many of them stuck in his butt?
All the right ones.
Wow.
He was screaming.
Wow.
And another year, a guy picked up a pig and just licked it clean.
Licked a pig.
I missed that kind of radio, man.
Is that code?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But Mark was giving the play-by-play. There he's got the pig, and he is licking that pig. It's so freaking funny.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, wait. So, a Heidi and Frank story, then, you said?
So, the Heidi and Frank stories. Well, recently, thanks to Heidi and Frank's brilliant taste, they had Jeff Baxter in from Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge fan.
Yeah.
And so I got to, like, I kind of hijacked Jeff. I didn't hijack. We had a great time and had a great interview. And after the show was over, I'm like, you have to come. I was filling in for Marcy that day. I go, you have to come.
Oh, cool.
And because I have more questions to ask you, Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Did you throw on some Steely Dan, too?
Oh, hell yes.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I got them to tell the story of the drunk guy that introduced them. It's on a record. It's on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You played me that. It was
absolutely
brilliant.
Wasted.
It was
like, Mr. Steely Dan or whatever.
All the 70s.
Yeah. And I should be able to come up with better stories than that. There was the time that the general manager was actively trying to fire me.
Is that right?
That for real happened. I didn't even know it at the time. And then, like,
why was he trying to fire you? Was it an instance or just he didn't like you?
He didn't like me. He said he could never get a hold of me. I'm like, well, I don't know what you're trying.
It's radio, man. You're here when you're here and you're not when you're not.
So I hear about it later and somebody was trying to, you know, put me in my place. And he goes, you don't even know this, but so-and-so was trying to was having you fired. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, he said fire Stu, and the program director at the time, the great and glorious Bob Buckman, said, I'm not going to fire Stu.
Nice.
So he went over Bob's head, and he called Scott Shannon, the great and glorious Scott Shannon in New York, who was the corporate PD at the time.
Come
he
on,
says,
man.
I want Stu. I got a guy. I want him. So Scott called Bob and said, what's going on with Stu? And Bob says, he's...
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Sorry.
So that's
not a very good Scott Shannon impression.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with Stu? There we go. And Bob said, I'm not gonna fire him. So Bob tells me, he goes, you're now going to work for Scott Shannon. You're going to be answering to him. So call him now. And so
fantastic.
Hey, Stu, I want to do, you know, you want to put 10 sweepers together and like I would put this work together, and then I would call Scott to play him over the phone the work. And, you know, there was a KLOS. That's how those things
right, sure.
And he would go, you know what? That little that noise that goes before the wee-wee-wee. Like, move that over just like about a quarter of a second. Like,
are so you he was making changes just to make changes.
Dude, micromanaging literally microseconds.
Yeah.
That went on for a long time, and that's why.
Wow, that's insane.
Trying to fire me.
Well, 29 years. Congratulations, dude.
Everything you hear in between all the records and all of those mixes that everybody loves so much, those giant, massive mixes, all Stew.
All Stew
is the man.
We're going to smoke a giant spliff
now.
Yes,
please!
Celebrate.
Yes, please! I love every single thing about that song. It's just a great song. Love to play that song.
It's Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. The Canadian version. A guy broke the front door of a bakery, and before he left with six cupcakes, he swept up and cleaned up his mess.
And then he called and apologized profusely, offered to pay for everything, and they said, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're not even calling the cops. Canada rules.
This is too nice.
I love Canada.
In One American Dollar, Sluggo asked me the states that don't have recreational pot, which is more than due, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think I got one right.
I was really sure you're going to get them all right.
Same.
Just thinking, you know, well, you avoid these states because you can't smoke out there, so I thought you would remember. But
I didn't. I did poorly.
All right, I'm going to go home and I'm gonna, what was I going to do? I don't know, man. I forgot.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Did this last year. It was great. We closed down the park, and it's only our listeners that get to go and see the park. We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Robert Lopez. How you doing?
Robert, we're doing good, and you're caller 25.
You gotta be kidding.
Not kidding.
Oh, right on, man. I've been listening to KLOS since the 70s.
Nice. Thank you very much.
95 and a half, man.
Four tickets you got to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hey, right on, man. Thanks a lot. Me and my wife just retired a couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
And, We're ready to start partying.
Oh, sweet.
That's fantastic.
I'm so jealous, dude.
This is the way to do it.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, we'll see you down there, man.
Thanks, Robert.
Hey, right on.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have four tickets for you if you'd like to go right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, hello. Who are you? Hello, hello. It's a caller there. Hello, you're on from Poughkeepsie. Hey.
Yes, this is Charles.
What? Dolls? Dolls?
Charles?
Charles.
Charles. Steve,
yes.
Would you like to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure?
Say yes.
Yes, I would.
You got four tickets. Congratulations.
Well done, you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
We're shutting down the park and taking it over on August 24th.
Everybody out except from KLOS people. Out, out, out.
That's how it works, and you're going to be there. So congratulations, Charles.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Hey, what do you have in your little hand there?
Tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
That's not what it looks like.
We're not going to give them away right this second, but we will soon.
Soon. Damn it. Sat down and just played that one little bit.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting it down and taking over the park on August 24th, and we'd like you to be there. Caller 25-818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Cindy.
Ah, do you Cindy. Always pronounce it that way? Ah, Cindy.
Actually, I should say Cynthia, because that's what's on my driver's license.
All right.
Okay, so, Cynthia.
Cynthia, you are caller 25.
Woohoo!
That means you get four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, right on.
You have three other people you can bring?
I will.
Do they all have at the beginning of their name?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. But they
will when they find out they're going with you when you take over the park. Rolling Stones having a go in New York City. What do you think they would say about the way it's smoky now? It's
no kidding.
Fires out of Canada. You gotta see some of the video of
it's
that
super,
town.
Yeah, just look up picture New York City, and it's orange, bright orange.
You cannot see across the river at this point in time. The river is insane.
Do you play poker?
I do. I love poker.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not very good at it, but I love it.
Well, I have an opportunity for you.
Talk to me, Freaky.
As I am the captain of the KLOS team.
The what now?
I'm the captain of the KLOS team.
The KLOS poker team?
Uh-huh.
Ha!
At the Commerce Casino and Hotel, We are doing the Combat Poker Championship.
Combat, so it's like a hand-to-hand combat. You yes, fight you over the cards.
Gloves, you put on gloves, each other in the head. And you hit each other, and then...
whoever gets the best flush
right.
gets this royal straight after that.
We're going to do it July 15th at Commerce Casino Hotel. Nice. You can register right now to be part of the team, the KLOS team. We are the reigning champs, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
But I was not a part of that, so I can bring that right down.
Who was captain when that happened?
I don't know. Yeah. Register now at 955klos.com/poker, and you could be part of winning $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Poker, I don't even know her. Wait, when is this happening exactly?
July 15th.
Go and register now. Yeah, maybe I'll go out and play.
You absolutely should.
Is it strip poker? Because if so, I'll just leave that hanging as it were. Hey, you remember when Prince changed his name to that symbol thing, and then people started calling him the... artist formerly known as Prince? Well, that all got started on this day in rock, on his 35th birthday in 1993. STP released their second album, Purple, on this day in rock in 1994. That's one with Vaseline, Interstate Love Song, Big Empty. AC/DC's Back in Black album was officially listed as Double Diamond, becoming just the sixth album to ever sell more than 20 million copies in the U.S. alone on this day in rock in 2004.